feel bad for fighting with my brothers and calling them names. I know I shouldn't have done that.
It's not too late to ask for forgiveness. Confess it to God and then tell your brothers you're sorry. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. One of the most important verses in all of the Bible is found in 1 John 1:9, where it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." See, God is willing to forgive anything that you've done, but you have to be honest and confess it. That means admitting you did wrong. Then, when you ask for forgiveness, He will make you perfectly clean. Our story today is called Cluttered Places. Knox tore open another box and eagerly started unpacking more of his clothes, putting some away in his closet and others in drawers. His family had moved into a new home, and he finally had a room all to himself. Mom came in to see how he was doing. "What a mess," she said, looking out the window. Knox looked too. There at the end of the driveway was a huge pile of boxes the family had used to move their belongings. "I'm glad the recycling truck comes today," Mom said. "All those boxes clutter the place up and ruin the look of our new home." "Yeah," said Knox. He looked at his own pile of boxes near the door. "I've got to get these out there too before the truck gets here." Knox hurried to empty the rest of the cartons holding his things, then added the empty boxes to the pile waiting at the end of the drive. When he returned to his room, he grinned. With the boxes gone, his room looked much bigger and more inviting. As they finished eating lunch a little later, the recycling truck came. They all watched as the boxes were loaded onto the truck and cheered as it drove away. Then Dad reached for his Bible. "Our lives sometimes get cluttered and need to be cleaned out too," he said. "Let's read Psalm 32 for devotions today. Would you read it for us, Knox?" When Knox finished reading, Dad nodded. "When we confess our wrongs, Jesus forgives us and renews our fellowship with Him, and that feels even better than getting those boxes out of the way. If there's any sin that is piled up in our hearts, we need to confess it to Jesus and allow Him to cleanse us. Let's each take a moment to think about what's been going on in our lives and confess any sin that's keeping us from fully enjoying our relationship with God." Knox bowed his head. There were a few things he'd done lately that were bothering him. "Lord, I'm sorry for fighting with my brothers and calling them names," he prayed silently. "Please forgive me and help me tell them I'm sorry too." He took a deep breath and smiled. He felt better already. Well, what about you? Is sin cluttering your life? When we try to ignore or hide our sins, it can get in the way of us enjoying our relationship with God. So don't let that happen. Examine your heart each day. Is there a bad attitude? A lie you haven't confessed? Anger toward a friend? Whatever it is, you can confess it to Jesus. Then enjoy the blessing of renewed fellowship with Him and trust Him to help you ask anyone else you've wronged for their forgiveness too. Then enjoy the blessing of renewed fellowship with Him and trust Him to help you ask anyone else you've wronged for their forgiveness too. Our key verse is Psalm 32:1.
"What joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight."
And our key thought for today, confess sin and enjoy fellowship with God. One of my favorite podcasts is the Unlocked Teen Devotional from Keys for Kids. There's a new episode every day for teenagers to grow closer to God. Just add it to the podcast you already listen to. Search Unlocked for Teens in your podcast app. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.